This is a National Museum of Australia recording. For more information, visit nma.gov.au/audio.
The artist Mandy Martin has worked very closely alongside Mike, notably on the Strata project with our colleague Libby Robin. And while the stage is being cleared and Mandy's coming down, can I just mention that her husband and partner, Guy Fitzhardinge, has also recently been awarded an AM. Awarded that honour for his services to the management of threatened species and to agriculture. So congratulations, Guy.
In 2005, I was privileged to be part of the team and an editor for the Strata Deserts Past, Present and Future with Libby Robin and Mike Smith. We've already heard from quite a few people today about that trip to Puritjara. But for me, it was an extraordinary insight into the life and work of Mike. Mike introduced us to the traditional owners, and I was able to talk with the Aikunji artists who became a vital part of the project, providing painted testimony for the publication and exhibition of the significance of the sacred waterhole and the surrounding hills. Sadly, I think all of those artists have now passed away. We camped some kilometres away from the rock shelter every day, and every day we carted the canvases in and all the art materials and the water over the dunes. It was about a 5-mile hike. And I painted three large canvases. These are about, well, you can see they're nearly 4 metres long. And then five collaborative works with each of the researchers, with Libby Robin, Guy Fitzharding, Jake Gillen and Mike. On this day, Mike and I were sitting tucked in against the painted rock face at Puritjara, close enough to see the hare wallaby footprints and also fragments of 40C carbon on the floor and bone and sand. I was intrigued about how I could work with such a distinguished archaeologist. My techniques are hardly orderly or conventional. Mike, who was up every morning in camp before dawn to perform his ablutions, including dressing in a neatly folded khaki shirt, ironed overnight by the headrest of his swag, was not disorderly. We sat down at the half-masted easel, in fact an ironing board, and Mike began talking about desert palimpsests. I relaxed. Palimpsests, the bread and butter of artists. We were on common ground and worked in harmony. Mike's hand merged with mine. I was his amanuensis and painted the actual ochre, sand and carbon fragments of the site literally within the layers, creating a portrait of Puritjara, and also an homage to the man who had unravelled the story of this place. Mike worked sort of long hours. We'd go back to camp and he continued working on the painting. I thought for one moment you were going to lose him to archaeology. I think Mike and Marnik still have that work in their collection. In the past 2.5 years, I've been part of an even larger group working at Barragoo, which we've also heard about today, also known as Lake Gregory, in the Tanami Desert, and today co-editors and Steve Morton and Kim Mahood and John Carty are all here, as are a number of the writers, Guy Fitzharding and Jim Bowler. The project has five strands, including an exhibition opening at Araluen Art Centre in Alice Springs on March the 1st, and a book published by CSIRO due to be launched the same night. Mike features in the chapter written by Jim Bowler, titled Earth Science in Traditional Lands, Bridge or Barrier. I created a major series of paintings and studies for the publication and exhibition, and they were named by Walmajarri traditional owner Hanson Pye after the story for the falling star site. I also created a 16-day menu for our trip, that particular trip, which I did submit to the Mike's dessert book, but because it was a very late submission, Joe's just included my persimmon pudding recipe, which is a particular favourite when we're on camping trips. Persimmon pudding, you can use apricot as a substitute. You may think it's a bit wanky using persimmons, but we've got a very big orchard, persimmon tree in our orchard at home, and I didn't actually, in that case, smuggle them into Western Australia, I don't think. I actually had made the pudding in advance so we could have it re-steamed in the camp oven after we arrived. So it's my contribution to the dessert book. There's also a DVD and a website as part of the project. We were able to include the small snippet of Mike in the trench, dug according to his best gravedigger's knowledge at Bungabiddy Creek, which Peter Veth has also described today. Mike sums up in his own words the passion that has driven his work across the desert for 30 years and from which we all admire and love him so much.
The National Museum of Australia in Canberra explores what it means to be Australian through our permanent galleries, exhibitions, public programs and the National Historical Collection. Find out more about the museum at nma.gov.au or download more audio programs from nma.gov.au/audio.